Hello there, everybody. Welcome, folks, for staying through this horrible rainstorm that we had. It's like Woodstock. My name is Andrew Funky, and I am host of the Back Road Radio Show based up in Indianapolis, Indiana. Some of you who are here probably heard that about 10 times today. But I am thrilled to bring to the stage a great musician. Her name is Betsy Ellis. She's of a great band called The Wilders, and I can't wait to hear her and her backing band, the Atomic Duo, when they get up here. Let's give her a big round of applause.
Funny. do you do? He didn't say toodly-too. Amazing. Thank you. I'm Betsy Ellis. That last number was something I wrote. I'm not going to say it happened to me or anything like that, but, you know, we've had some late nights out here, and there might have been some people seeing some strange things around. Right before that was a version of Give the Fiddler a Dram that I got from a great black string band, Gribblesque in York. And then the first one was Muddy Roads. Yay! Which is from the Watson Family album, so that's for Doc. And, I don't think they did that singing in there, but I got those words from Doug Dorshug one time at a late night jam. And they've kind of taken on a life of their own. So that was a fun little ride. Woo! I'm switching fiddles. Never mind. Practicing my tuning, you know, it's like that's an ongoing process. Oh, sorry. Here we go. So I'm going to do an Ozark tune for you all right now. I grew up in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and Kansas City, Missouri is my home now, which is slightly out of the Ozarks, but I still really relate to the Ozark fiddling on both the Missouri and the Arkansas sides. And this is one from Emmanuel Wood, played this tune called Bear Creek, Sally Gooden. A couple other fiddlers played it too. Doesn't really sound like the Sally Gooden you probably heard, but it's a romper. I have those here today. I also have free stickers that really show up from a distance, I think. They're really very, very visible. I'm going to play some. I think I'm a little bit nervous because, you know, besides being so excited about this being the John Hartford Memorial Festival, and I said this yesterday, and I'm going to say it again because it's just as true today. Ever since I got turned on to John Hartford's music, and especially his fiddling, really, every single time that I'm on stage performing, I'm trying to make a tribute to him, and you know, maybe not on a tune like that, but on other tunes, I like to be as smooth as I can be and as graceful as I can be and nimble too. And that's just some of many great characteristics that he possessed in his music. So I get a little bit worked up about that sometimes. And I'm also kind of nervous because a former teacher of mine was on stage just here, Brad Leftwich. Did you see the Hogwire string band? If you've missed them, they have CDs right there in the conversion van. So anyway, you know, Brad, your music means a whole lot to me too, and you've just always been so convivial is one of the words, many, but welcoming. And a class I took with Brad, back in the late 90s, you did a little mini class on singing with the fiddle, and that was what helped me to be able to sing with the fiddle. So thank you for that. And I want to hear a lot of stories from you about your times with John Hartford, because I know that he looked to you for, you know, a lot of the history on some of the tunes and some good connections with that. So I'm going to do, I don't know, some people think of this as the free bird of old time music, but I don't care. I love it anyway. So some people call it Jack of Diamonds, rye whiskey. And do they call it Drunkard Tickups too? They probably do. So there's probably other names too, but hopefully I'll remember enough of it. So I'm going to always do that from now on, and thank you for pretending with me. I'll pick up my tenor guitar, and maybe if somebody like Mark Rubin wanted to change the string on this or something, that would be beautiful. Thank you, Mark. Dang, I hate when that happens.
Yeah, it happens.
Now, these are the gear tuners, so they're amazing. What is it, the A? This one.
No, D.
These are like cassettes or something like that. Want a bow and a tuner? Oh, he's just gonna hang out. This is good. No, you can hang out. Okay. You're gonna see him in a musician's capacity besides like a roadie's capacity in a moment. That's Mark Rubin, y'all, from the Atomic Duo. Woo! All right. This is not a moment too soon. I need to calm down. I'm a little worked up. Here's a song that I wrote. A friend of mine back in Kansas City, Mark Smeltzer, is a very gifted individual, and he writes some songs that have impacted me greatly, and especially this one that I wrote a song kind of in a response, except it's a question, so it's like out of order. But he wrote a song called Lay Your Burden Down, and that's something that sometimes I have a hard time doing. So I kind of wrote this to say something to him, like as if I had asked the question that his song answered. So it's called Question, to Lay Your Burden Down. So I'm having a hard time. I got troubles of mine, and I don't know if I can find patience to be kind. chains won't go away. I need a way. Lay my burden down. Lay it down. Lay my burden. Question to lay my burden down. Thank you guys very much. Well, my goodness me. How are y'all doing? You happy? How could you be after a sad song like that? Yeah, sometimes you just have to laugh in the pain, I guess. That's all right. Let's see. I have that one and then, oh, good. Time to get aggressive again, people. Enough of this sweetness and sad and all that kind of stuff. Here's my thing to say to up there in the sky. Just keep what, you know, be like you are now, the blue, and keep it all coming. And don't pay attention to what I'm going to say in part of this song, okay? It's a deal. Okay. Here we go. This is a little version of John Henry. It's a little bit more about his hammer, though. John Henry had laid him low. This is the hammer that killed John Henry dead. It killed him dead. John Henry, thank you very, very much. Now is a good time to do something sweet and then put my friends on deck, the Atomic Duo. They're going to come up and get busy. Notice I didn't say with me. Oh, no, just kidding. I have a couple of Ozark spirituals I'd like to share with you. Today's theme, I realized after I kind of came up with these set lists that they had thematic ideas that were subconsciously put in play. And this is the Jack and John set. We've heard some Jack with Jack of Diamonds, and there's some Johns right there, John Henry. See how it works? It's so cool. But I realize it's also the, like, spastic set where I'm doing whoop, down, and then, so it's like that too. Maybe it's Jekyll and Hyde in disguise. These tunes I learned, these songs I learned from a gentleman whose name is Tip McKinney, and he's on a great collection of Ozark music called I'm Old But I'm Awfully Tough. And he sang this one called Heaven Bells Are Ringing, and he also sang another one, Gone to View That Land. And I think they make good partners. So I'm going to sing just unaccompanied the chorus of the first one. And if you feel inspired to join in whenever you hear those or any kind of answering parts, I love it. So see if you like it too. The first part is, Heaven bells are ringing and I'm going home. And I'm going home and I'm going home. Heaven bells are ringing and I'm going home. Climbing over Zion's walls. Heaven bells are ringing and I'm going home. And I'm going home. And I'm going home. Heaven bells are ringing and I'm going home. Climbing over Zion's walls.
To view that land, to
Thank you. Heaven bells and gonna be that land. Well, heaven bells are ringing. Look who's coming up here. It's the Atomic Duo right now. Mark Rubin and Silas Lowe. Woo! These guys are on the main stage later on tonight. And, you know, in the spirit of kinship and friendship and the reason that we're... Huh? No, I do not. Mark, I thought we'd agreed not to talk about that anymore. But in the spirit of... Well, that one doesn't have the picture of him, but it might as well be with a steamboat there. In the spirit of John Hartford, you know, getting people together and playing music together is just like the thing to do. So I welcome you all up here. It's good to see you. It's good to reconnect with you, too. Let's do the, in the spirit of my Jekyll and Hyde set, it's disguised as, what did I say, Jack and John. Let's do the, since I just did something calm, that means we should get crazy now. And then even, well, that's right. This is a tune I wrote, and by the way, that Heaven Bells and everything, if you want to hear that some more, conveniently, the album I mentioned is out of print, but mine is not. That's low. But I do have CDs here, and I recorded that. And this next tune also is recorded on there, and this next one's one I wrote. It's called Run, y'all, so look out. Atomic Duo. Let's stay atomic for a moment, why don't we? Greasy, but not as in the skillet. Although she did have a song about this too. This is one of my musical heroes, Memphis Minnie. This is one of her songs. Yeah, baby. What's up, Flapjacks in the house? His house. Woo! Days. Well, my mama cried. days. Time. So I think the important thing would be to do the two numbers for this set that are really particularly for John Hartford. And first one I'm going to do is, like, I've been taking chances this weekend. I did a song of his yesterday that I'd never performed. And the same is true with this one too. But I think I got it. I think I got it. It's got one of my favorite bass lines intros in the world, so I decided to play it on the fiddle. And yeah, you'll know it, I think, when you hear it. Okay.
About back in the good old days.
to make that sound. A lot of good things went down downtown back in the good old days. We's in love with the people that we never even met. Half for anything that we could get. Well, we did it then and we'll do it again. Yeah, back in the good old days. Well, the good old days are past and gone. A lot of good people have done gone on. That's my life when I sing this song about back in the good old days. Time. Am I out of time, Scott? I got time for one more. Thank you very much for being here, everybody. And this festival is wonderful. Spread the word. Make more people come next year. And why don't you volunteer? And then also say thanks to Scott for making everything rock out there and up here on the stage. Thank you, Scott, for your sound expertise and patience with me. He doesn't even hear me saying that, but I really do appreciate him and every single one of you. And here's one of my personal old time songs. Thank you.
ain't Coca-Cola, it's rice. Straight down, boy. Go straight down, boy. Old Papa Sam, please take me home. Papa Sam, everybody wanna go home. And Mama's on set. Druggy Drag Ragtime USA. In Parkland International. Ha! Junkie Dump USA. Where Bokane proves the purest rot mint groove. And rat poison, the volatile Molotov says. Likely any frontier, any hemisphere. No man's land. And there ain't no asylum here. King Solomon never lived around here. Thanks so much.